Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the FXR Racing Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island Life Podcast. We're doing another twofer. Last one, we had Grant Harlan and Devin Simonson, and with the Yamaha LCQ Challenge race coming up this Friday. I thought we'd get a couple guys that are in the race talking about it. Josh Cartwright, Jerry Robin. I want to ask them about their thoughts on the strategy, thoughts on the format, thoughts on their season, all of that stuff. So stay tuned to those guys. Thank you to FXR Racing, man. Designed by racers for racers. Pulpamex 30 is the code to save at FXRRacing.com. They got fishing stuff. They got mountain bike stuff. They also have dirt bike stuff. Of course, Mike Brown and Phil Nicoletti and March Banks and that Kiefer guy using FXR. FXR Racing, man, some of that stuff, that's some of the nicest stuff I've seen this year. It comes from FXR, and I'm being serious. You guys know I'm a fly guy. But I like the guys at FXR, and I like some of their gear, man. It looks really sharp. I like that gray stuff with the orange on it. Anyways, FXRRacing.com. Thank you to those guys. Use that code and save. Race Tech as well. Thank you to the folks at Race Tech. They got service centers all across America, and there's one in Colorado that they want to talk about this week. It's the Applied Technology guys. You may recognize them as the Tuner, Ben LeMaitrust. In fact, he believes in so much, he's worked there at times. Tyler from Applied Technology has been an in-house R&D tech and technical support rep for Race Tech. So if you're in the Colorado area and you're listening to this podcast, AppliedTechnologyInc.com to experience the Gold Valve Advantage, RaceTech.com. Tell me you listen to Pulp. Pulp 24 will save you with suspension work, with motor work, all of that, racetech.com. Thank you to those guys. And also, thank you to the folks at Alpine Stars. Alpine Stars protects, whether it's knee pads, whether it's the A1 chest protector, whether it's full body armor. Man, they even for the off-road guys, they've got that inflatable vest going on that's available now. Alpine Stars protects. You know the name. You know the game they've been in. Thank you to the folks at Alpine Stars for coming on board. Roost MX as well. And 48-hour turnaround, roostmx.net. Pulp Nation is the code to save with Roost MX. This is graphics, pit shirts, mountain bike wraps, easy ups, all of that branded stuff. RoostMX.net. They're in the motocross and supercross community. They do a lot of things. Thank you to those guys for coming on board. We'll tell you more about Firepower and Maxxis later on. But here's Josh Cartwright talking a little bit about this weekend's race, his own season, and more. Thanks for listening on the FXR Racing Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island Podcast. All right, first up on the FXR Racing Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island Podcast, the winner of the Yamaha LCQ race last season in Denver, and the man who took home the big check, Josh Cartwright. What's up, man? How are you?
What's up? How's everything going? I'm doing good.
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. You're back in the race. You won. So last year you were a wild card.
Yep.
This year you won the LCQ point standings, which is not a good thing, by the way, because that means you didn't make many mains and you raced the most LCQs. I guess let's talk about this. What has gone on with you this year? It hasn't been your year. You were one of the huge surprises last year with your riding. You did really well and obviously, you know, topped it off by winning this race last year. But what the hell has been going on with you this year?
Oh, yeah. Definitely hasn't been the season that everyone probably expected from me, nor did I expect. I figured I'd be doing better as well, but definitely been having a soul search pretty much to see what's been going on wrong. And about halfway through the season, it got better, but yeah, I had a pretty mental off season. I was down in the dumps pretty bad just for some personal reasons and stuff. And mm-hmm. It just wasn't a good off season. One of those times. And I figured by the time I got to the racing, everything would get better and all that stuff. So once I got to the racing, it didn't get better. Like the field was stacked, mm-hmm. and if I don't come in, if I realize now, like obviously everyone knows too, if you don't come in mentally prepared, like, or mentally well, if you come in down on your mental side, it's going to not be well. So it all just kind of started going downhill. Then I ended up getting injured in, where was it? Phoenix, mm-hmm. Separated shoulder, but it's been me. I've reiterated to a million, to everyone I've wanted to always say, just, the Mad Parts Kawasaki.com Kawasaki team, they have been more than amazing. It's not them at all. It's been me. So it's just been me getting out of my slump. They've uh-huh. been giving me every, like, Bubba and Derek have both given me every opportunity, everything I need and what I need to succeed. It's just that some things went on in my off season, but
sure.
About halfway through the season, it got better. Started getting happier, having fun again. I started just losing the love of sport and just stuff going on in my life. And it started getting better about halfway through, and I started having fun again and just enjoying life and just taking it all in. And that's where it's been going up. The last two rounds I've been doing good. Mm-hmm. So I've missed it, but the riding's been old Josh at least.
Yeah, you feel a little better, right? You're able to lay down a better time and all that. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
How much, obviously, look, like you said, hasn't been the year you wanted. To be fair, and everyone says this when they're struggling, but it is true. This is more of a stacked field than last year. We have less injuries. Christian Craig is out. Roczen just got out. AP just got out. Dino missed some races. But by and large, we have a healthier factory field than we did last year. Now, it doesn't excuse, you're not riding as well for sure. But it is true. It's a deeper field.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of people have seen that. It's deeper field with factory riders, and it's a deeper field this year, even with the privateers. Like, where last year it was kind of like there was that five or six privateers that we all just kind of got in every weekend, and mm-hmm. Some others would make it in. Now a lot of those guys have stepped up. A lot of different guys have came into the class. So each section of the race has gotten more stacked, the factory guys and the privateer guys. So everyone's mm-hmm. got to be on their toes. If you don't get a start, or if you're not on it that day, good luck.
Hey, did you change much? Like, obviously, look, like you said, it's personal, down in the dump, sounds like some chick problems or something. But, did you change much from your bike and program that you didn't feel comfy with? Obviously, you were sort of a offshoot of the Mad Parts guys last year. When we talked to you last year, you did your own thing. You used some of your own guys. And, Bubba and the Mad Parts guys were there to help you and support you. Were you off the bat a little bit with bike stuff or sponsor stuff or anything like that?
No, not really at all. The only things we changed were little things. Like, a lot of my sponsors that I had last year went over to this year, and we built the bike up pretty much the same as we did last year. So,
okay. So I was trying to give you an out here, Cartwright, but you're not taking it. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't like, I'm not putting blame on the bike. I'm not putting blame on anyone. Hey, I'm taking the heat. I'm taking responsibility. It's been a lot in me, but it's been a big learning year for racing and just for life in general, mm-hmm. where I think it'll be a good year to where I learn from it and not do it again.
Really cool story. You work full time, some remote, of course, in Dallas, and you put together this racing program and you go racing. It's a really, really neat story last year for you. How much were you like, it's not going the way I want to, but I do have this LCQ race. I need to, I need to get enough points. Like, does that come into your thought thinking at all?
No, I mean, once I saw that, about halfway through that I had so many points in the LCQ, I was like, man, let's say I make the main for the rest of the season, I'm probably still going to be in there. So it'll be good. But now that it's funny because at the practice track, with some of the guys here, Henry Miller and Mitch Oldenburg, they're making jokes the past couple weeks. They're like, dude, Carl's on it now. He's peaking at the right time. He's peaking for the pulp race. He's making it. Everyone else is tired. Season's done. He's peaking. He's ready for it.
Yeah. Fantastic. What'd you do with that money last year? Did you buy anything? Cade bought a van. Somebody used it for, Cade used his money for Club MX. Antignap used it for a wedding or something. Like, did you have any big purchases with the money?
I did. I bought a couple things. I redid my garage. I got some garage cabinets. I got epoxy floors, and I bought a mountain bike and also a two stroke. I bought a little bit of that also. But hey, I kept a lot of it because I definitely had a very good season, and having a job on top of that, it definitely was a good money year. Owed a lot on taxes, but it was a good year. So definitely, but I saved a majority of it.
Well, this year hasn't worked out. It's probably cost you money to go racing this year, So, maybe
always
not.
Save.
Yeah. So it's good that you saved. All right. Looking ahead to this Friday, same venue that you won last year at. I did switch it up though, formats. Two 5-minute plus one lap main events, and the second main event will be staggered start. 22nd from the first moto will be up front. The winner of the first moto will be at the back. Staggered start. Here we go. I'm trying to create some chaos. There's lots of talk in our group text about how it was going to win. And we just did an SMX Insider show, and JT you know, certainly a great racer in his day. JT's like, I think you got to go for the win the first one. No matter what, you got to get that one on the board because it's Olympic-style scoring. Lowest score wins. Tiebreak is the second moto. And JT's like, you just still got to go for that win on the first one. I'm not so sure I agree. But what is there any strategy to this, Cartwright, or do you just pin it and go?
Man, I've been thinking about it. We've all been texting about it, just seeing what's going to work out. But no one really knows because, I mean, a 5-5 could possibly win. Because, like, let's say you win the first one.
Yeah.
With this group of guys that are in the race, it's going to be pretty dang hard to come through the pack from last to whatever you need to get just through all these pretty decent name privateers. So, like, it could be a 1-9 or it could be a 5-5. You just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I feel that way too. Like, if you get fifth in Moto 1, now you're fifth from the end. The fastest guys are behind you. You know, you're going to get gobbled up. I think in 5 minutes, you can go from 17th to 8th, let's say. And now you got a 5-8, or maybe more. And yeah, I think that gets it done in my eyes, Cartwright.
It is. There's a lot of time, I feel like, too. There's going to be a lot of second motos going to do the overall or whatever it's going to be. I'm really curious. And I feel like you're probably going to get what you want because I know you want carnage. There's probably going to be carnage.
Yeah.
People are just going to be taking people out.
I felt like last year, and I talked to some guys. I don't know if I talked to – well, you're in a different spot because you were winning. But I talked to some guys further back, and they told me, hey, man, I looked at this. I looked at the purse because I'll have a rough idea by the time we hit Friday. Mm-hmm. I looked at the purse, and I knew that I was an eighth and that this is $7,000 or whatever, and I'm perfectly happy with $7,000. So why push it? Let's ride it to the end. I didn't like to hear that, Cartwright. I didn't like that. but it was a good point. Those guys had good points. Yeah.
100%. I even had the same feeling. Like when we finally got into our position, it was Freddie, then me, and then I think Chase was behind us, but we had like a decent enough gap where we were pulling away. I was just going to sit. I told Freddie, I'm like, hey, just to let you know to make you feel better.
I was not going to push you. Yeah.
I was not going to pass you. I was not going to like try to pass you unless you just gave it to me. But just because second was still like $1,000 or something like that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously Freddie did give it to you.
Yeah.
But
Freddie went Freddie.
But yeah, like that. So I did hear that from other guys and I'm thinking to myself, Cartwright, I'm like, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. So this format will be interesting. On a staggered start, have you done many of them?
I've done a few, just in random races. It's not that bad. It's just, you just got to wait until that white line to start passing.
I feel like I watched Max Volland screw it up. I think I saw Barcia screw it up this year. Like, it's sometimes the guys aren't as aggressive as they need to be, and then you can get them in that first turn, you know?
Yes. Like, as soon as you cross that white line, that's when you start throwing your wheels in, because people are still just kind of like, oh, deedly-deedly-dee around the first corner and then going.
Yeah. No, for sure, man. I think it'll add to the excitement for sure. FXR, Race Tech, obviously on board this podcast. Roost MX, Alpine Stars, Firepower, Maxxis Tires as well. Speaking of Maxxis Tires, we'll have some guys in the race, like Mitchell Harrison using Maxxis Tires. MXSTs.
We use Maxxis.
You guys use Maxxis as well. And so please check out the soft intermediate to hard terrain tires from the folks at Maxxis. Great mountain bike tires as well. Maxxis.com for more information. And you will be using the hard pack Maxxis for Denver, Cartwright.
Probably.
That's another thing. We're at altitude. There's going to be a little bit break between the two mains, but we're at altitude. We got some 250 guys that are not happy with me. And the track's going to be hard pack, like a little different than what we've been used to, Cartwright, you know, as far as the altitude and the hard pack.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the hard pack, honestly, just because this has been a year of indies every single weekend. And like last weekend was actually one of the first tracks that like it was the racetrack was good. I felt like it was hard to pass because the track was too easy, but it wasn't ruddy, so it wasn't slot racing.
Yeah,
you can kind of move around the corners, but yeah, I think it's gonna be crazy. Like you just got to go up a tooth, maybe do a couple mappings. I got a question though. We haven't got a secure answer from you in the chat. Maybe I just haven't read it because there's too many.
Yeah.
Are the wild cards, do they have to ride 250s?
Yes, they have to ride 250s. They are not happy about this. Marshall, well, I may have lost a friendship with Marsh over this. But
hey, they're in the race. They are in the race, so they can suck it up.
Right, that's okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Like, and you race 450s, but you certainly know, how much of a disadvantage are these guys at altitude?
I mean, it's going to be pretty disadvantage, just because same disadvantages they would be on against a 450 in non-altitude. Like, it's our bikes are still slow too.
Yeah.
So like, our bikes are now a 250, and yep, like their bikes are now like a 125. Like, mm-hmm, it's the same difference. It's just a lot. But yeah, they're in the race. Be happy.
Should I have let them ride 450s or no?
Hell no.
Well, yeah, you're just talking from Josh Cartwright, the racer. But but should I have or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hey, also, so Chase Marquez won the standings last year, and I'm throwing another wrinkle into this race. We're doing the ping pong draw again. Last year, Marquez drew just 1-22 for gate pick for the first moto, right? So you were, 17th or 18th pick, right? Whatever it was.
I think it was last.
Were you last? Okay. Yeah. Whatever I put you at. And Marquez is going to draw, you're going to draw the ping pong balls this year, Cartwright, because you won the point standings. So you're going to have these guys staring at you. And, you know, you're going to want to pick ping pong number one, because that will be the winner of the standings gets number one gate pick, 20, and the wild cards are at the end. So you're going to want to pick draw one for yourself, but you're going to have a lot of eyeballs on you on track walk.
Yeah, let's put like a little dent in that ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
I can know which one it is, so I can grab that one.
Yeah. We're going to have three ping pong balls in the hat, and you're going to have to decide. Number one will be just 1-22. Ping pong ball number two will be 22-1. Ping pong number three will be 1-11 inverted and 12-22 inverted. So that's what we got, Cartwright, and you're responsible for this.
Hey, I hope I pull it, but if not, oh well.
Yeah, I mean, look, you won it from 22 last year. Like, you know, like, it wasn't, I mean, yes, the races were longer, but yeah, you won it from 22. Chiz won from the damn back row year one of this race, you know?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. So, like, yeah, I don't feel like it's a total game changer, but it's another wrinkle we're throwing in.
No, I think it's a good wrinkle. And that this way, at least maybe like a wild card won't win or something. Or actually, you never know with the new format, but every wild card you've picked has stole the money from all the privateers.
I know. And believe me, I've heard about this. It's one of the reasons I went with all 250 guys for the wild cards. I thought, you know, but I honestly, like, Welton, Albright, they're on Rock River, but, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where they pay their expenses, right?
Yep.
And the team takes their trucks around. Henry Miller, I mean, he's as privateer as it gets. Logan Leitzel, privateer dude. So I don't know. I feel like the 250 guys are good picks, Cartwright. I'm not asking you to praise me on the pod, but did I do a good job with the 250 guys?
No, honestly, I feel like the 250 picks were good. Like they're all fast. Henry and Welton are like definitely like killing it this year, but they're on 250s and they still are privateers, full privateers. Like, they're not on factory teams or anything, but I think the picks were pretty fair this year. So, okay. Props to you. I'll give it to you.
All right, thank you. Let's talk about Cade. So, our friend Cade, he was 17th. He made the main in Philly, and he lost his spot. Josh Hill passed him. Josh Hill made the main in Nashville, rode great, made the main. And this week, I mean, this track was a little more start-dependent, but this week he got, you know, 10th in the LCQ. I'm not saying Hill threw a thing, but it is weird that he made the main and then got 10th. Anyways, Cade made the main and got passed, and then I didn't give Cade a wild card. He's won a bunch of money at this race before, and he, you know, I just felt like the 250 guys were, I wanted to go 250 guys for wild cards. A, Cartwright, should Cade have thrown it? B, should I have given a wild card spot?
A, it's hard to think. I don't know. If you were a privateer, yes, throw it.
Okay.
But like, since he's on a team, like, mm-hmm, I mean, non-team person, but since he's on a team, I can see him being like, Julian's going to rip me a new one if I don't make this main,
and
or if I throw it away.
Hey, I feel like Cade, I don't have to check with Cade, but I feel like he gets a salary.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
Right. So
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah, exactly. So
he's like, he knows that, like, obviously, and he probably also thought like, hey, this is a weird ass format that we're going about to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just make this main and get whatever bonuses he already gets and just keep getting his results and all that go up. So it was a good, like, career move. But money-wise, yeah, you just never know. But B, no, he should definitely have not gotten a
wild card
spot. Like, I mean, like, he's already – he was got second last year. Like,
he won it 2 years ago. Like, he won it when I just kept track of points.
Yeah, so he's already made money from it. Like, I feel like if you're a wild card and you had podiumed already, like, you don't get to be a – like, if I would have made every main this year or whatever and didn't make it, yeah, I wouldn't have expected you to put me in.
Yeah. Okay, other question for you. Not talking about yourself, this field is stacked. Who is going to win this? If it can't be you. Like,
it
these
can't be me.
These guys are good.
Oh, yeah.
Harlan's riding better than he was earlier on. Harlan's riding really well. Josh Hill seems to – I mean, he's talented. Josh Hill might be the most talented bunch out of you guys. You know, Moran's finally made a main, and he's a good starter. Like, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to your page to see the list, but man, I mean, Masterpool's been kind of on it.
Yeah,
the past four rounds, like, he's been getting back. Like, obviously he's fast, but like, he's been starting to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be quick. Mitchell Harrison's going to be quick because when he gets a start, he's always fast. Like you said, Harlan Hand always just randomly, like, if he's up there, he's like just dominoing people, like, he's good. So
yeah,
man, it's a stacked field. Like, it is a stacked field.
Yeah, like, no offense to your win last year, but this is a deeper field than it was last year.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Definitely 100%.
Yeah, this is really good guys. And you look at the quality of the guys in the back of the pack, and, you know, yeah, these guys are better. So, okay, last question for you here. Well, maybe not last, but near the end. Starling did throw it. He admitted he threw it. He changed his tweet afterwards because he got a lot of flack. Where do you stand on that kind of move? I mean, he wasn't having a good year. He hasn't been at all the races. Where do you stand on Starling's move?
I don't know. Did it show on TV or anything that he, like, was in? I didn't, whatever race he did that on, I didn't watch at all. So, like, was he in position and then got out of position?
No, like, but what? He did ride. He rode around in, like, sixth or seventh. Like, he had a good LCQ. He just never challenged.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You never know. But, I mean, it's such a stacked field this year that, like, I wouldn't have said I threw it. I would have just said, oh, I had a bad race and just got down into the race. Like, I don't know. Like, it sucks because I love Justin. He's a boy of mine.
Yeah.
So, like, but, like, come on, Justin. Like,
don't admit it, right? Don't admit
it.
Just do it, right? I'm kind of with you on that a little bit, right?
Exactly.
But I think the intent to throw it, because let's face it, he's not having a year like he did last year or like you did. He hasn't been in, he's been in one main all year. So this is a little silver lining for him. And do it, but just, don't tell people.
Yeah, I definitely, like, if I was him and I was on the line, like, definitely, like, he's on his own little team, so there's no manager yelling at him. So, like, I definitely probably would have done it too, to be like, kind of been, but I'm like, oh no, I just had a bad race. Like, don't say that.
Yeah, I know.
But then you kind of, like, it's 50-50, because I'm sure, like, in his head, he's like, man, like, if I just say I just straight up got fifth and missed it, is that the worst look? I'm like, I don't know. And we're old enough to where the politics of that type of stuff doesn't matter.
Yeah. So rumor has it you may show up with the red background, number one.
That, I mean, maybe not. We're
okay.
Have to see.
All right.
I think the team might have one, but so I think we're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay. Yeah, that was the word on the street, so I'll wait and see. But you wrote great.
What's your opinion? What, think I should run ref it?
I think you can if you want. I don't think it's a problem. Yeah, whatever. If you think it's cool, like, I don't judge you either way, so whatever. Yeah, you did win the thing last year, and you won a bunch of money, so yeah, yay.
You gotta make sure it doesn't weigh me down.
And you gotta get FXR to make you a jersey to match, though. You gotta have the jersey.
Well, I wear Circuit now.
Oh yeah, shit. Sorry, my bad. Well, you gotta get Circuit to make you a jersey then.
I thought of that too.
But man, listen. Good job winning the championship, quote unquote, in this thing. Although it's not the one you wanted. Good luck on Friday, man. This should be great. I'm looking forward to watching all you guys. And then hopefully we can figure out the math after the race ASAP and get the podium guys up there real soon. I'll be using my fingers and toes to figure everything out.
Yeah, have fun with all that crap, because you know we're going to be right over your shoulder just being like, yo, wait, come on, hurry up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thanks for the time, Josh. I really appreciate it. Sorry about your shitty year, but you can redeem this thing on Friday. So,
we're peaking at the right part.
Awesome, man. Thanks for the time on the FXR Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island Pod. Thank you, man.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Josh Cartwright here on the Privateer Pod. Thank you to the folks at Firepower, firepowerparts.com. You look at Max Anstey and the Firepower Honda team, man. They use Firepower batteries. They got chains. They got hard parts, man. They got oil now made by a leading OEM manufacturer from the ground up. Lots of things going on at firepowerparts.com. Ask your local dealer. Go to the website and look. I've got myself a Firepower ramp as well for my own personal use. So check it out, man, firepowerparts.com. Again, thank you to Alpine Stars, Roost, Maxxis, FXR Race Tech, and let's talk to Jerry Robin, shall we? All right, next up on the FXR Racing Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island Life podcast, speaking of FXR, longtime privateer, Jerry Robin. What's up, man? How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. Big race on Friday, Yamaha LCQ Challenge. But first up, three main events for you on the year, battling some injuries. I think at one point, you were definitely hurt. I don't know if you missed any races, but
I missed Indy and Seattle.
Okay,
because I broke two ribs at Birmingham in practice.
Yep. So it's been an up and down season for you, right?
Yeah, the 4D class is just tough, man. I feel like I'm riding really well. It's like, I don't know, even at Foxborough or whatever, like, I think I was battling like AC for like 16th or something like that. And I'm just like, dude, what is going on? I don't know. It's pretty stacked this year. And I don't know. It's just tough. Everyone's riding really good. So,
yeah, I was telling Cartwright, when riders are struggling, you say, oh, it's a stacked field and blah, blah, blah. But, and that is a cliche, but we don't have many injuries. Christian's been out. Dean missed a few races. Kenny just got out. Like, it has been a healthy field. So,
it really has been.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that, because it has been. When I look at the lineup for the LCQ race this Friday, it is way deeper than it has been in the last 2 years,
Yeah, when you posted on, I think it was Monday or Sunday night or whatever, like the final 17. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, it's like pretty stacked, actually.
Yeah, no, it's going to be tough for sure. Hey, also, as a privateer, this has not been a fun year. I was talking to a factory guy this weekend, and he was just telling me, fuck our lives. Like, it's been so muddy and washed and washing bays and ruts and work on the bike. And for you guys, it's even doubly, man. It's not been a fun year for track-wise and weather-wise.
No, it really hasn't. And, obviously, I do think the layouts have been kind of a bummer too.
Okay.
There's so many 90s and flat turns and stuff. I don't know if they just got to go back to older.
Yeah. Like, can you tell me why?
Can
you tell me why there was no berm after the whoops this weekend?
Kind of what, I don't know if they, apparently it was the net thing. Like, they were out of nets. And I guess there has to be a net after the whoops or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. And why? And again, the Dirtworks guys do a good job. They try, but why are we stuck to 3 and 5 footers? Why are we just stuck to that? Is it just dirt? Lack of dirt?
That's one thing I was kind of curious on. Is I feel like lately, since I turned pro to now, I feel like everything is smaller and steeper, short and steep. So I don't really. I don't know. I personally would rather have a taller jump because I don't know. I feel like it would slow the track down because you're in the air longer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. It's been. And we're in that group text with the Dirtworks guys and, they're funny. They try hard. I feel like their hands are tied a bit too by some of these new things that Feld wants to do, but I'm with you. Where's the over under bridge been? And where's the sort of the uniqueness of some of these tracks been,
Yeah. I feel like they can, I understand, I will say there has been less injuries this year, 100%. Mm-hmm. No one's really crashed that bad in the whoops, which actually I was kind of surprised that people didn't crash in the whoops at Philly because they're kind of gnarly for dozer whoops.
Yep.
Super steep. Mm-hmm. But those are probably the best whoops of the year because they actually separated people.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think they should at least go to 11 or make it so you can't just 3-3-3.
When you made the main in Dallas, did you have to go through the LCQ?
Yeah. Me and Barsha, I started second behind Barsha.
Okay.
So
the other ones, Foxborough and Philly, you made it through the heats.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like, Jerry, a lot of things with you, if you're on, you're on.
Yeah.
if it's your night, if you like the track, your bike set up, etc. Like,
yeah,
you get it done. Because, like, Dan Truman picked you in for fantasy in Foxborough. And
yeah,
we're all just like, no, man, like, no, I don't know what's going on with Jerry. You know, he hasn't been
that
close. Yeah,
and then I was feeling it.
And then you just crushed it. And Dan's like, told you guys. And we're just like, fucking Jerry, you know?
Yeah, I know. And then at Nashville, the next week later, was literally my worst race of the year.
Right. So is it just, yeah, do you just feel good that morning of the track? Your bike is working good. The track itself, you know?
Yeah. A lot of it, dude, honestly, like, when I've struggled really bad when the tracks are like super tacky and rutted, like mm-hmm. there's a lot of grip.
Yep.
Like I ride way better when it's like slippery, when I can just like move around on the bike and like,
yep.
I don't know why,
yep.
but I don't know if it's the 450 or what, cause I've never really struggled that bad in ruts.
Yeah, you're a Minnesota guy.
This year.
Maybe you
yeah,
live, I know. Maybe you live in California for too long, Jerry. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I need to freaking move back, I guess.
But I know, because, like, you know, Minnesota guys can ride anything. But
yeah,
yeah, it does feel like when you're on, Jerry, you're good. You're in the main events. You're through the heats. And mm-hmm. when you're off, you're off.
Yeah, no, it's been I don't know. I struggled a little. Like, I should have made a few mains earlier in the year for mm-hmm. sure that I personally kind of just choked on, like at Detroit. Last lap in the whoops, I messed up, mm-hmm. or like Benny stuffed me at A2, and I got
triple crown, yeah, in the triple crown thing, yeah.
So stuff like which is totally on me, but like same thing, like my starts were just like not there, mm-hmm. and like everyone's riding so good that if I start behind them, it is hard to pass.
Yeah, nope, for sure, right?
So
and whoops are good for you, and these yeah. things haven't been good, you know? So
yeah, and like I made passes in the whoops in the past, so I personally don't really like the 9-whoop thing, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess it would be kind of nice if they did like loader whoops, but 9, because sure. then like you have to still blitz them.
At least can we put 10 in so it's not 3-3-3?
Yeah,
can we do that?
Something.
Yeah.
It's something.
I'm with you. Jerry Robin here, FXR Racing, Race Tech Suspension, Privateer Island Life. Hey, what's your deal for how's your bike going to the races? I see you underneath an Easy Up all the time. Who's taking your bike? How does that work? What's your situation with the pit and everything?
So his name is John. He owns the Pirelli Semi, and then he started like a bike transport.
Okay.
So yeah, that'll be my deal for outdoors as well,
mm-hmm.
and everything like that. So it's been pretty smooth, honestly, like, I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, you just pay him a flat amount, takes your stuff around.
Yep.
It's
per week. And right. then yeah.
Unfold the Easy Up and all your gas and everything's there, tools or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually like a pretty straightforward, easy setup. It's, I don't know, it's worked really well this year, honestly.
Yeah. I was going to say, so are you doing all right money wise? I mean, look, you'd like to make more mains to make more money, but we know the LCQ money has been bumped up. Is that okay still with paying
yeah,
this guy?
No, financially and stuff, it's actually been like pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then like two Yamaha contingency, I haven't seen any of it yet. They're a little bit behind, but once they catch up with the Yamaha contingency, I think it'll be like pretty awesome, honestly. I just need to, they just have to catch up on that.
Yeah. Yeah. It, it'll happen. I'm sure Yamaha's
yeah.
good for it.
Yeah.
What about your bike this year? How happy are you with your bike? What you've done to it? Yeah, how happy are you?
Well, the bike motor-wise is stock. I had a XPR ignition on it, but I took it off because of the VP thing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Which it was Maffer VP. So I've been running the stock one lately.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they haven't figured that stuff out yet. No.
All zeros, or you've been going in and playing with that a little bit?
Oh no, it's all stock.
Okay,
all zeros. Yeah, I haven't messed with that.
Why don't you call Kiefer up? He'll give you something that'll be a little better.
Yeah, but I like the stock mat.
Okay,
it's not bad.
Okay,
like, it was good enough for 8th overall at Hangtown last year.
Yeah, true that. I guess.
So it's not bad.
Right. Okay. So and then yeah, outdoors. I was going to ask you plan all of them.
Yeah,
truck,
that's
yep,
the plan.
Bike in the Pirelli truck and all of them.
Yep.
How hard is it to do outdoors with your setup, like the way you're doing it with the heat and parts needed? Are you all right with that, or does it suck?
Yeah, I mean, like parts wise, I have everything pretty dialed. Like honestly, Yamaha and like the whole Essensen, like the flat track team side, like mm-hmm. they kind of gave a little bit more budget to them to help me out.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Kind of thing. And Yamaha's like helped me a lot, honestly. Like, I mean, I have a spare motor. I have like radiators. Like, dude, if anything happens, like I'm actually dialed.
Cool.
So
awesome.
Yeah, they've stepped up a lot, and it's been pretty easy for me, honestly.
Good to hear.
Thanks to them.
How much were you eyeing up the Yamaha LCQ standings during the year? At some point, you're probably like, how am I looking?
Yeah, I mean, I started checking right around like probably round 8 or 9 because I got hurt and I missed 2.
Yep.
And that's really when I started looking because I was like, dude, I was like, this is gonna be a bummer if I miss it after all this.
Yeah. Yeah, really, but, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So like when I was kind of struggling at Nashville, because I think I was like 15th overall going into Nashville.
Yep.
And I was struggling really bad with the track. And I was just like, dude, I'm just going to get pole points today.
<You know? laughs> Yeah,
so that's
really
what I focused on.
You haven't made it before, right?
No, I've never done it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Right. So this is your
kind
first
of nervous,
year.
Honestly.
Well, yeah, listen, we had 140 grand last year. We're a little bit behind, so I'm hoping to get over 100 for the 22 guys, which would be awesome. We got a bunch of prop bets as well. So I was asking Cartwright some of this stuff, and I want to get your take on it as well here on the FXR Racing Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island Pod. Like, so you know the format. It's 2 5-minute plus one mains. The second main is a staggered start, 22 front. The guy who won the first main will be at the back. I think this thing will be won by a 5'8", 5'6".
Yeah,
do you agree?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Because, like, dude, who's in this race, like, whoever is fast enough to win the first main, you can't pass that many guys in that short amount of time with like how good everybody is in this race. So I think somewhere like you said, like a 5'8", like something like pretty consistent, two motos will win it.
Yeah.
Overall.
I think so too. Like, there's a lot of talk in our group text about some dives taken and everything else. Now, I did a SMS Insider show with JT and Harlan and Weej earlier today. It'll go up Thursday as we record this on Tuesday. JT's like, you got to go for the win. You can't, you know, you need that 1 point. It's Olympic style scoring. You need the 1 point. And then just let the chips fall where they may. And I don't think Harlan agrees, but I mean, I don't know how do you sandbag to get a fifth. I don't know how you do that, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, the first main is like important because it's like the start and everything like that. So if I can start up front and really focus on that, like, I guess I'll make that decision when that time comes, like if I get a good start to like really go for it and try to just get 1 or 2 points in the first one.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. And like, if I totally choke on the start and I'm in like way back, then I might have to kind of sandbag a little bit to get a good start in the second one.
That's a good point. Yeah. If you just say you blow the start and you're like, okay, I'm out on this one. Let me get 20th and start third or whatever. Right.
So I'm up front for Moto 2.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, it'll be interesting. The second moto is the tiebreak, you know, so there is that also. But, I wanted chaos. I think I'm going to get it, Jerry.
Yeah, no, you'll definitely get it. It'll be chaos for sure.
Yeah, it should be awesome. And then we also are going to draw for gate pick. And there's going to be 3 different ways you're going to start for gate pick. So stay tuned for that. Chase Marquier did it last year because he won these point standings, and Cartwright's going to do it this year because he won the point standings. So we're going to have different gate picks, possibly. We could start 1 to 22, but we could have a couple other scenarios. So stay tuned on that, Jerry.
Okay. All right.
5 wild cards. I picked 5 250 guys. I made them ride 250s. Miller, Welton, Leitzel, Jerron Stapleton, and I'm missing somebody. Yeah, anyways, I'm missing somebody off the top of my head. But what do you think of those wild cards and the fact that, I made him ride 250s?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. Like, I mean, obviously they did 250 all year or most of the year. I know Welton did a couple 450s and Henry.
Oh, dude, Albright. Like, Albright's my last guy. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And it's, I mean, I think it's good to have a 250 guy try to make some money. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like with the inverted start for Moto 2, like it probably be starting up front for Moto 2. So they'll have a chance to get a good result.
Denver should be hard packed and tough to pass on, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the Denver track map and there's like 6 90 degree turns. So,
oh, is there? Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of 90s.
Yeah. So like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. It's going to be hard to pass. And after the whoops is a flat 180. So
really, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that is kind of a bummer. Yeah, it should be interesting. So a couple things too. Our friend Cade, he was in 17th, and he made the main in Philly. And Josh
Hill didn't throw it.
Would you have thrown it? Should he have thrown it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know he's. I mean, he wants the points for the playoffs. So like, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made this Friday, and there's a lot of money to be made in September too. Yeah. So yep. It's kind of. But I don't know. Is Cade doing outdoors?
Some of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, like, if I wasn't doing full outdoors, I probably would have thrown it and been in the pulp race personally.
Yeah. Yep. You're trying to SMX. This is what you want.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure.
You made it last year, I believe, right?
Yep.
In the LCQs.
Yep.
So yeah, this is, you know, why you're doing it. And it's cool to see you guys chasing it a little bit that way. Cartwright, you know, was like, he gets a salary. He's going for it. But I didn't put him in as a wild card. Cade won a bunch of money last year. He won the overall a few years ago. I felt like he'd done okay, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think Cade's doing all right.
Now on the flip side, Starling did throw it, and he announced on Twitter he threw it, and then he got destroyed. Don't put it on Twitter, Jerry.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. But Starling's pretty open. He's like an open book, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like, I mean, I have no problem with guys throwing it to get points and get in this race. I get it. No problem. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if I'm telling the world about that, you know?
And two, like, I know we talked about it a little bit in the group chat, like Josh Hill maybe taking a dive, but dude, I don't think he did. Like,
okay.
he wasn't like as fast as he was at Nashville all day kind of thing, you know? Like didn't look like he was feeling the track.
Kind of. And for you, you can probably relate, because as we said, there's some days.
Yeah, like at Nashville, yeah. I was like, dude, I suck today. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he qualified 25th in Philly. So,
yeah,
you know.
Which I think at Nashville the week before, he was like way up there compared to that.
Yeah, we were wondering in that group text, because he got the points to pass Cade. Someone told me he wasn't even going, and then he DM'd me. Like, I want to say right after the race in Philly, was like, if I'm in, I put my bike on a truck. I'll see you in Denver. And I'm like, oh, okay, goddamn, you know.
So, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, yeah, I mean, it's cool to have someone like that in the race too. I mean, he's like a legend. I don't know. He's a cool dude.
Well, him and I don't really see eye to eye, but
really,
yeah, it's a long story, Jerry. I'll tell you in the group chat if you want.
Okay.
But I had to let him in because he's a privateer and he's in the points. So, Okay, so if you don't win it, Jerry, you obviously want to, but if you don't win it, who does win it? When you look at this list of guys, Cartwright thought Master Pool, don't count out Hand. Moran's finally made a main and he's got great starts. So
yeah.
What do you think? Who's the favorite here? Is there a favorite?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's really hard to say. I mean, obviously, like, Master Pool is good at starts, so he's probably going to be up there for Moto 1.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just with the inverted start for Moto 2, it's like, you honestly, like, I feel like I can't pick a winner.
I feel like it's going to be a weirdo winner.
I think
right?
so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not Meshi. I don't think he's quite there yet, but let's go with like Cartwright. He hasn't had a great year.
Yeah.
Like
where he's like fast enough to like be in the mix.
Yep.
But like, will be a good start for Moto 2.
Yeah, he'll be,
you know.
Yeah, he'll be 14th, 13th starting in Moto 2, and we'll go 7-7 or something.
Yeah, just something like that. Yeah. Like I don't know. The inverted start really throws it off, but I think it's a good concept.
Yeah, we'll try it out. I mean they used to do this. So I kind of learned it like in the early 90s. They did race at Paris. They didn't do an inverted start. But they did like a exhibition race, paid big money at Paris Raceway back in the day, GFI thing. And they threw a finish flag halfway through the moto, lined them up, fender to fender, and started a flag start, and they took off again. Just to tighten field up, like a caution, right? So I kind of got the idea from that, and then I just thought, if we do a stagger start invert, that'll be even better.
More chaos.
Yes, Jerry.
That's the whole plan.
I know. And I feel bad because you guys, some of you are going to pay this price for my desire to see chaos, but oh well. So
yeah, but, I mean, the money's on the line, so, I mean, it makes it worth it.
Yeah. And also, I told Cartwright this too, and you weren't in the race last year, Jerry, but like, I had guys tell me in after the race that, because I'll give you an idea of the purse on Friday, on estimated, because we're going to leave it open till Monday, but I'll give you an estimated idea. And I had guys tell me, hey, man, I was in seventh. That was $6,000. I was more than happy to just get $6,000. You know?
Yeah. Like, 100%. And that's where I feel like everybody should just be happy to race, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is something new that you've done. Was it four years now?
Well, this is about the sixth year of the LCQ thing, but this is the third year of the race. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I think it's a cool bonus for like us, you know, spending a lot of money throughout the year and racing.
Yeah. Yeah. The idea behind it, Jerry, was absolutely a guy like you. You're at every race. I mean, you missed some with injury a couple, but you're at every race and you're spending the money and you're not making as many mains as you want. And let's reward those guys. That's the idea behind it, you know?
Yeah, so, and I think it's an awesome concept.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, hey, man, if you're going to slog this thing out, like I had some guys hit me up about getting in as wild cards and this and that, and they didn't do all the races. And I was like, well, you're a good dude, but I want the dudes that, you know, did the whole series or close to it.
Yeah. And that's where, like, I was kind of going to bat for Lightsail because, like, I mean, it was his first year making mains and, like, he was at every East race and everything. Like, I mean, he's a good kid, and I think he'll, like, you want people to appreciate the opportunity, you know?
Yeah. I had a couple people tell me about Lightsail, Cade and yourself, and then also I met him at a race. He introduced himself to me at a race, and he seemed like a really nice dude.
Yeah, Logan's awesome.
Right, and I was like, wow, this guy's pretty, like, nice guy, respectful, and he's at every race, he's trying, right? So,
yeah,
I was like, that's kind of cool. So, I don't know. I mean, there were guys that didn't get in that are good dudes also, and I had to tell them no. You know, Politelli, I like Politelli, he's a nice guy, I had to tell him no, and there's different guys that I was like, hey, sorry, you know, there's only 22 spots. I asked for more, AMA said no.
Yeah, and I do like the 250 guys being the wild card, though.
Yeah.
Because it gives them a chance to try to make a little bit of money.
Yeah, and, you know, the first year I had Chiz and Brees as wild cards, and I said, you got to start in the second row. They were crushing
it. Yeah, they're too good.
Dude, they blew by everybody. And
they're way too good.
And then last year, Cartwright was a wild card because he was having a good season, and he has a full-time job and all that stuff. I liked his story. And
then he won it.
And he won it. And I was like, oh, man. Okay, so that's why I went 250 guys a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So, I think that's a good switch up.
But Marshall and Phil were really mad at me for making them ride 250s. But I just thought they wanted to ride 450s, or the Marsh wanted to ride 450s, and Phil backed them. So
yeah, but I mean, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I feel like our friendship's fine, but they were not happy with me.
Yeah, honestly, dude, I ride with Marshall at the Yamaha track, and I think he's faster on his 250. Anyways, honestly.
That's what Phil said.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what Phil said. So you know, I don't know.
But it's altitude. So
what's that?
It is at altitude, so the bike will be a little slower. But
yeah, and how much is your 450? How much do you notice your 450 at altitude? Is it a lot?
I haven't rode one yet at altitude, so we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like it. For the outdoors, are you coming back to California every week? Is that the plan?
Maybe not every week.
Okay.
I'm planning on going to Minnesota here and there.
Yeah.
Because last year I really struggled with the bike when we went east.
Yeah.
And it actually cost me like a lot of points. And then,
I remember that. Yeah. Your suspension was so far off or something, right?
Yeah. It was like super soft.
Yeah.
But I saw a video of me at Redbud and I was like bottomed out like everywhere around the track. I'm like, oh my God. But then at Millville was my first race with it.
Like, that's right. Yep.
Back. And then I had my elbow thing and then that was it.
I think maybe either you or Michael Lindsay told me this story, and like it was literally like a suspension spec change, and you were like a new guy.
Yeah, yeah, they just like did a whole different fork and shock, like totally different, and it was like so much better.
Speaking of race tech, are you going to do the air wheelie contest? Are we in for this?
I don't know. Like, maybe I'll practice it tomorrow when I ride some Supercross, but I don't know, man. I've never really wanted to try to get the front end that high.
It was something else last year on the parade lap watching all these idiots.
Isn't it like $1,000?
It was, I don't know what it was. It was huge though. It was big. Yeah.
Damn.
And dude, there was watching these guys sail over the finish. I was like, come on, man. But we do have a lot of prop bets. Yeah.
There's supposed to be a sand section after the finish. So maybe we can go pretty big without getting hurt.
Yeah, so practice your air wheelie. See if you can get some of this checkers money if you can. Thanks to the folks at Roost MX, Alpine Stars, Firepower, Maxxis, all on board with us. Of course, FXR, Race Tech guys, also on board. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it. Just want to check in real quick, get your thoughts on your season and this race as well. Look, excited to have you in it for the first time. That's cool. We'll end up paying you some money no matter how it goes. And hopefully there's lots of chaos, Jerry. But because you're on the line, I'm going to say I hope there's none with you.
Just, all right. Well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
No problem, Jerry. We'll see you Friday, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one.
See you. Bye.